Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:48, 12 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I was on the phone with the GoPass people last week, I think it was, and after going round and round saying, well, no, you have my license plate number and you have my credit card number, so why are you sending me these notices? I just said, you know what, I'll take it up with Pat Conick and the governor. And that's what I'm doing right now, as a matter of fact, talking to Senator Pat Conick, who took it up with the governor, along with Keith Hinckley and Chris Leopold, and finally got something done about these tolls. How you doing, Senator Conick?
I'm doing great, Tommy. It was Jacob Bro.
Who did I say?
You said my good friend Chris Leopold.
Yeah.
It was Jacob Bro. A lot of people, it wasn't just me, it was a lot of people involved in making this happen.
Tell me what happens from, first of all, I'm getting texts from people that say they don't get the bridge tolls. Well, neither is Plenary right now. But tell me the problems that have occurred with this and why. What led the governor to say, that's it, we're going to just stop this till we straighten it out.
All right. The problem is you have a one-mile bridge through a small community. You're not crossing a river. You're not crossing miles of interstate. This isn't the right place for a toll to be put in place. It doesn't work. It stops commerce. It just hurts people instead of helps people. Businesses are suffering. No one wants to pay $5 to $25 to cross it. They avoid it, and the fees are outrageous. So that's the problem. And it was brought to the governor's attention about all this, and it was the improper billing, the lack of customer service. Now we know that the road is one of the parts of the approaches are sinking again.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Exactly. So utilities have been disrupted for over 3 years. And there's no system in place to allow for DOT oversight. It's just a total mess. And I think the governor saw that and pulled the trigger based on the contract. The contract allows him to do it. And that's where we are.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the points of law there because you are a skilled attorney. Tell me about what rights the governor has. Can this whole thing be revisited or not?
I think it has to be revisited. There's no due process. Like I said, the Northeast approach to sinking past what it should be. That's a clause that can, tell them to stop, and they're going to get fined for that. Utilities have been disrupted for 3 years. The contract says you can't do that. And the main thing is there's no system in place to allow for oversight or for due process for the people such as you who get a toll to a bill and who wants to protest it. The system doesn't work. This was the first PPP in Louisiana, and it's a failed experiment. So we have to find a way to find the money and buy it out and stop the tolls.
That was my next question, Pat. That's the only way to extricate ourselves from this is to buy it out, right? Or strike
right,
some kind of deal with Plenary?
Exactly. And I think, the letter that the governor wrote yesterday is very straightforward and powerful. That was shared with my Senate colleagues, and I'm planting the seed that we got to find a way to make this right, because right now it's not right. I was at Salvo's yesterday, last night, a little celebration. That's a restaurant, a great seafood restaurant. Go visit it if you can. You got Adam's Catfish. But those folks were hurting because nobody was coming to see them. And is that what we want in Louisiana? And the answer is no.
Well, next time you go to Salvo's, call me because I'll be glad to meet you over there. I don't live that far away from there at all. Is this indefinite, this suspension, or is it until what? Where do we stand with the bridge toll thing? I didn't see the letter the governor wrote, but give me the highlights of it.
Basically, I just said what the highlights were. one of the major parts of the issue with these guys is that they did not go through the proper Administrative Procedure Act laws to see, are these fees reasonable? Are they needed? They just start hitting people with fees without going through the process of making them, you know, without public hearings. And that doesn't work. That's illegal. And that's why, as one of the reasons why their operations have been shut down.
So is it possible that in the future the state buys them out or somehow and these tolls go away and that bridge is free?
That's what I'm going to push for. Get a payment plan, you know, the...
Bond it out, right?
Can you bond it out, do something, but the tolls do not work for this type of facility.
Especially with what's going on down there at the LNG plant. It seems like, if anything, that's where you need the free bridge.
And Tom, I think that's one of the reasons why this toll was put on this bridge, because all this construction with the LNG plant, and also they thought they were going to capture all the money that was going to be used for building the mid-Barataria diversion. Well, that's gone. So that revenue stream that they anticipated is not there, and we got to figure out a way how to get out of this deal. So
Liz Morrow's on it. The governor's on it. You're on it. The tolls have been suspended indefinitely, correct?
Yeah, and the media's on it. Thanks to the radio, I think, you know, you guys did a great job. Paul Murphy, Channel 4, and Chris Welty, Channel 8, great. There's a guy that called me. He's called the Billboard Guy. He owns Pelican Billboards. He put up billboards on the West Bank and in Baton Rouge on this, and it made some headway. Got to thank also the Cassoni brothers. Those two guys and Del Chase have been on us since day one and work with me and feeding me information. So I think overall it's a great day for Plaquemines Parish, great day for the businesses and the citizens. We just got to keep it up, and we got to make sure we do this right going forward.
All right, everybody, salvos this afternoon on Pat Connick. Just kidding.
Come on.
Come on over. We'll actually go over and enjoy something over there at salvos. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate your time. 8:55, 5 till 9. Traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.